Thank you. I want to welcome everybody that's here today for this event. It's something we've been working on for quite a while, Tommy and Terrence. It's now, as you can see, it's come to pass. It's being used already, so I'm going to first introduce Alan Broskoff, who is our regional Boys and Girls Club man, and I'm going to let him say a few words.
You are the man.
I get a copy of that. I am the man. All right. Well, yeah, my name's Alan Broskoff. I'm the Director of Organizational Development for Boys and Girls Clubs of America, and I serve all of the clubs in the state of Kentucky. And it is a true honor to be here to witness the grand official opening of this gymnasium. I can reflect back on 15 years ago of working with this organization and seeing where they've come from. And this gym is a gem. And it is absolutely amazing. As long as I have known Terrence, it has been a dream of his to transform this gym. And the gift that the Wade family have provided to change this gym is going to impact the lives of the kids in this community for a long, long time. And that's a lasting legacy. And so I'm just honored to be here, to be part of this, and thank you. And I will now turn it over to our CEO, Terrence Davis.
Welcome to the 2025 Hopkinsville High School class reunion. I just want to say thank you to everybody who is in attendance today. We greatly appreciate the support of this community time and time again. If you were not here, I told the story earlier at the luncheon. Tommy walked in one day and said that he used to play basketball here and used the stadium and you know, went to football games and stuff. And he said, "Can you give me a tour?" And I said, "Sure." So I gave him a tour. And afterwards he said, "I am 10 toes in for the Boys and Girls Club, and what can I do?" And board members know me, and it's like, if you ask me what you need from me, I always have 5,000 things that's ready. So this, like Alan said, this was a project that we've been working on for 15 years. But it took the perfect partner, and Tommy Wade was the perfect partner. With the schools closing, you know, merging and Hoptown going away, we just thought this was a perfect way to celebrate the legacy of Hopkinsville High School. You know, I said this morning too, this address, 1600 Walnut Street, has been serving kids since the 1910s, and we are honored to just be a small part of that throughout the 115-year history of this address. So we just want to say thank you to Tommy, and we greatly appreciate the gift. I know your mom and dad would be very, very proud of you. So, just thank you. And now, Mr. Tommy Wade.
Wow, that's all I can say. I mean, if I get emotional, bear with me. My significant other, Kim Higgins, said, "Don't be too long." But other people that know me know that I can be very long. And but the first thing I want to do before I start talking about Tom and Wanda Wade is to thank everybody that's here today for this dedication. This means more than you will ever know. And as I look around to see so many friends here that have been lifelong friends that I played basketball with when I was 5 years old, 10 years old, all the way through in my career. And so many of you knew Tom and Wanda Wade and what they did for this community. But before I get into that, I have to thank several people that are here that came from a long distance to celebrate this wonderful day with me. And two of them are in the back. They're two of my former players that I coached in junior college, Derek Hickman and Jay Collins. Jay drove from Elizabethtown. I had no idea he was going to be here today. Thank you guys for coming. I want to thank another very, very close friend of mine that I coached with for 6 years at Jacksonville State University. I love him like a little brother. We met and we had great times at JSU. We took Jacksonville State to the NCAA tournament, first time in school history. And him and his mother drove from Elizabethtown, Kentucky today. Chase Richardson and mother Lisa in the back. Again, bear with me. Another great friend of mine is a young coach in the back, Robert Amos. He drove from Hazard, Kentucky, the other end of the state that nobody really wants to go to. But Robert drove here from Hazard today. I could go on and on and on and on. And one of my most important person in my life, his family and him. And I'm truly, we talked about this a month ago and was hoping that he would be here today. And he's made a long journey to be with me on this special day. In my mind, one of the best college basketball coaches in the country. I had the privilege to work for him for 8 years at Oklahoma State University. We all know him from Madisonville, one of the Kentucky's greatest players ever, and a true friend that I've known since Travis was 5 years old. I've known Travis and his family his whole life and my whole life, and his father was like a second father to me. I love Travis, and when I saw him, I was thrilled to death that he could be here. Travis Ford. I've got so many close friends. Pat Gates, that was my best friend growing up, is here today. Ray Toran, one of my best friends. We used to go play in the prison all the time. We would play in every independent tournament. Ray's from Trigg County. I've got so many good friends. Mickey Ward, Jim Campbell, Jerry Morris. I can go on and on. If I miss somebody, please forgive me. Chris Whitmer. My high school coach, number 10 in the little case over there, when I was a Tiger, that was my number. My high school coach is with us today, Carl Yanni. So again, just bear with me. This project, I'm just so you know, I retired as a college basketball coach in November, 40 years in the business in a lot of different places. I was around great coaches and blessed to be around great coaches in my whole career. But Hopkinsville has always been my home. When I can remember when I worked with Coach Ford at Oklahoma State, when we had time off, and we didn't get much time off, but when we did, all the coaches would be in the locker room. Everybody would say, where are you going? Well, I'm going to the beach. I'm going this. And I always say, I'm going home. I'm going to Hopkinsville. So Hopkinsville, I still own my mom and dad's house here. The mom and dad lived in the same house for 70 years. I still own that home here. So coming home to Hopkinsville has always been very, very, very special to me. It's my home, it's my roots, it's where I learned to play the game that I loved. And more important, my mom and dad, Tom and Wanda Wade, and this is what this is about today. My mom and dad went to Hopkinsville High School on this location here. This is the location where the old Hopkinsville High School was. The stadium, the basketball gym, and the high school. And many of us did graduate from Hopkinsville High School that are here today. Mom and Dad graduated from here. They never left Hopkinsville. My mother went to school at Austin Peay. My dad was in the military for a year or two, but it was always coming home because they loved their roots here as well. My father in 1961 opened a business in downtown Hopkinsville. My mom and dad had nothing, and he had just left a men's clothing store but wanted to open his own business. And my mother was saying, "Are you sure we can afford to do that?" He took a chance, and the good Lord blessed him, and he opened a store on 9th and Virginia Street and was in that location for 41 years and had an iconic men's clothing store that people from all over, not just Western Kentucky, Middle Tennessee, but everywhere, came and shopped at Tom Wade's men's store. My dad worked 6 days a week for almost 40 years. Never took vacations. The only time he took time off was when he came to see me play in college. I played college basketball at Murray State. And then when I became a coach. And he followed me around and he always would tell me when we'd lose a game, he would try to tell me what I did wrong. But my dad was on that corner for 41 years. There was people that asked him when the Pinneral Mall opened, "Mr. Wade, why don't you go to the mall?" My dad said, "I'm not leaving downtown." "Why don't you open a store in Nashville?" "Why don't you open a store?" "I'm not leaving Hopkinsville." This was his home. This was his roots. Him and my mother worked side by side. And many of you in here know that. When you'd go in the store, you would not only see Tom Wade, you'd see Wanda in the back. And my dad would always be hollering, "Wanda, Wanda." As a lot of you probably remember those days. So my mom and dad loved this community. They were on that corner for 41 years. And actually, my mother passed away in that store because they worked side by side. He loved Hopkinsville. And not only did he love his business, he was also big in the community. He was very, very, very proud to be the president of the Western Kentucky State Fair. And when he was the president of the fair, it was the biggest county fair in the state of Kentucky. Very, very proud of that. He was a president for 27 years. He brought big time entertainment to Hopkinsville, Kentucky, Alabama, Willie Nelson, Kenny Rogers, Cool in the Game. Yes, John Schrecker, thank you. Jenny C. Riley back in the day. So my dad had a vision for this fair. He wanted this to be the best county fair in the state. And he accomplished that goal. Cale Morris is in the audience tonight, and Cale was on the fair board with my dad for years. Cale, thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. My dad loved you. So, and my mother always hated the week of the fair. Hated it because for a long time, he sold tickets to Alabama, Willie Nelson, out of the store. And Wanda, when Daddy was at the fairgrounds, Wanda had to deal with the ticket sales. So she finally put a stop to that and said, "No more ticket sales. Somebody else has to do that." But they were a team. They were, when my mother passed, my dad was never the same. It was an amazing love story that Tom and Wanda Wade had. Amazing love story. My dad was also on the city council in Hopkinsville for 15 years. When I was a junior in high school, my sophomore and junior year, I went to Christian County. But I grew up, and yes, Ms. Schrecker, Martha Schrecker, was my English teacher. Yes, she was a lot of people's English teachers. But I wanted to graduate as a Tiger. As a kid, I went to every football game in this old stadium. When Hopkinsville won the state championship in 65 and 66, my dad did close the store then to go to Lexington to follow the Hopkinsville Tigers to win the state championship. My grandmother lived on Central Avenue. So this area is very near and dear to me. It has been my whole life. When I was, when my dad was a councilman for 15 years, my senior year when I transferred to Hopkinsville, my dad had to step down as a city council because we had moved into a different ward. But he made that sacrifice for me to do what I wanted to do, was go to Hopkinsville to play basketball my senior year. My mom and dad's whole life was me. I was the only child, I was full rotten, but that's the kind of people Tom and Wanda Wade were. They loved me, he loved his business, he loved his customers, he loved being the president of the fair, and he loved this community. He loved Hopkinsville. And so when I got inducted into Hopkinsville's Hall of Fame in January, I had been thinking, what can I do to honor my mom and dad? I had no idea. And I came here and I walked into this facility and met Terrence Davis. And I asked him, as he said earlier, to give me a tour of the Boys and Girls Club. I had no idea. I had no idea that Hopkinsville had such a fabulous Boys and Girls Club. When Terrence gave me a tour, then I went home and I was still living in Alabama. And the whole trip, I just remember talking to Kim on the phone. I think I found it. I think I found what I want to do for my mom and dad. I prayed about it, and then Terrence and I got back together. I met with Mike Casey, who's Mike's been a big part of this whole process as well, and said, you know, when I walked in the gym, I'm thinking, this is not very nice. We need to renovate this. Concrete floor. The goals, the backboards were the same that was here 25 years ago. The walls were not very nice. And again, I'm thinking, what can I do? I met with Peter Lim and Sue Badgett at Baird. And Peter was able to, financially, we talked about how we can make this work. So I want to give kudos to Peter Lim from Baird and Sue Badgett. Sue's not here, but for helping me put all this together. Thank you, Peter. So it was okay, let's go. And if you see back there at the mid-court area, it's painted 10 toes in. And I have used that in recruiting. In recruiting, I would tell a kid, if you're not 10 toes in to come to wherever I was coaching, you don't need to be here. If you're 5 toes in, 6 toes in, go somewhere else. You have to be 10 toes in, fully committed. Well, I'm fully committed to this Boys and Girls Club. Fully committed. And to see what it's done for our youth here in Hopkinsville. So after we met with Mike and with Terrence and with Peter, we put a plan together. First thing had to be done was a new floor. We had to have a new floor in here. And we got a company and they got here. Terrence made all the arrangements. Being in the basketball business my whole life, I kind of know what it takes. I know the expense. I know what needs to be done to have a first class facility. And I wanted it to be first class for Hopkinsville, for my mom and dad. I wanted it. We didn't cut any corners. And so we put the floor. It took about a month to get the floor down. The reason it's orange and black, obviously, Hopkinsville High School. My mom and dad graduated from Hopkinsville High School. So it had to be orange and black. And then new goals, new backboards. I'm so proud of the scoreboards. And I'm going to give kudos to Kim Higgins. She helped when we put this together. We were looking at designs. She said, well, the three-point line needs to be orange. And on the scoreboards, the original lights were going to be red light bulbs. Kim said they had to be white. And look, Terrence, thank you again. Those were my numbers in high school, 10 and 11. So I was halfway between Alabama, Colorado, Kentucky, I was going back and forth, but every time I would come home, Terrence would know I'm on my way over. I wanted to see the progress. And when I wasn't here, Terrence would send me pictures. I wanted to know every day what was going on here. And Terrence made sure that I got every picture every day of the progress of this facility. So it turned out even better than I even thought it would be. There was so much work to put in this gym. Rick Paxson, you and your group painted these walls. Thank you for that. I'm really excited about this display case over here. And what it really means, it's all about Hopkinsville High School. And if you look in there, we've got memorabilia from a lot of people. The Casey family donated the Letterman's jacket. Mr. Pete Rembert, who was a great coach and great mentor for many people here in this community, he was inducted with me in the Hall of Fame. His letter is in there. We also have in there a jersey that Hopkinsville High School provided. We have a football jersey donated by David Collins, the Collins family. We have a cheerleading outfit from the 1950s that was donated by Kim Higgins. That was her mother's. We also have a cape. Kim was in the band in 1975, so that's her cape in there. And then the most valuable thing is a picture of Tom and Wanda Wade. So I'm very, very excited and proud of this legacy that my mom and dad, and I was able to give them. I know they're looking down on us today. They would be very, very, very proud. So many of you that knew my mom and dad, you know that I was their life. And you know they were always following me. My mother was taking me to all the different courts when I was 6 and 7 and 8 years old and let me off and play basketball all day. They were there for me my whole career. And so when I found something that I thought would be appropriate for my family, the Boys and Girls Club. And so today we're dedicating this in honor of Tom and Wanda Wade Court and the Wade Family Gymnasium. And thank each and every one of you for being a part of this. As I look around, so many of you I know, I'm looking at Michelle Martin back there. She was at University Heights on the women's team when I was playing. Pam Dossett was a cheerleader when I was coaching at UHA. So I see so many people. Tommy Vass takes care of my home back in here in Hopkinsville when I'm gone. I just see so many people that I love and I appreciate. And thank you, thank you, thank you for what you've done for me and my career and my life and being a friend. And I'll say this again, Wanda and Tommy Wade, they are dancing together to see what we've put together to give back to this community that they so much loved. Thank you so much.
When Tommy and I first met, when I met with Mike, and we were in our podcast studio, and Tommy was telling us about he was going to the Final Four, and he collects basketball courts from every Final Four, right? So we didn't want you to not have a replica of your own court, so we made you this replica of your parents' court.
Wow.
This is really special.
Okay.
No, this is really special.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.